Anxiety with Tic Tacs. I don't know about any of you, but when I'm nervous about something, I tend to think about it all day, unless I come up with a complicated mental trick to distract me. And even then, I'm still actually thinking about the thing by not thinking about it, if that makes any sense. It's like if someone came up to you and said, "All right, now whatever you do, don't think of the color red." You'd try to picture a different color or repeat a recipe over and over in your head or count to 159, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you'd be going, "Yellow, orange, red, don't! 3 eggs separated, 5 slices American cheese, red, dang! 117, 118, look at Renee's red lipstick, ah!" And that's how my October 7th went. I worked mightily to think about anything other than Jeffrey's gushing nose, but the distractions were truly pointless. In homeroom, after I figured out that my breath was going to present a challenge, I looked in the pocket of my Trapper Keeper for my box of Tic Tacs and found that it was about 3/4 full. I quickly popped in a Tic Tac, orange, which I'm not even sure helps your breath anyway, and ran off to first period, Miss Palma's class. I did all the usual take-out-your-notebook stuff, but then became lost in my own little don't-think-about-Jeffrey world. I used a trick that is pretty powerful for me. I came up with a really complex math problem to solve in my head. A boy has a box of 40 Tic Tacs, and the box is 3/4 full. The Tic Tacs need to last through an entire school day and a bus ride home. The school day has 7 periods. Each period is 44 minutes long, with 3 minutes for passing between classes. Additionally, there is a 22-minute lunch period and a 4-minute afternoon homeroom period. The bus ride takes 15 minutes, including the wait for the bus, boarding, and the actual time in transit. If the boy wants to make his Tic Tacs last until he arrives at home, how many minutes must he wait between Tic Tacs? So, while everybody else was writing whatever the day's journal was supposed to be, I was agonizing over the details of this math problem. Okay, there are how many 3-minute passing times? 7, not counting the one before lunch, so 8. 8 times 3 is 24, plus the time in class, which is 44 minutes times 7. Okay, that's 308 minutes right there, and lunch is another 22 minutes, plus the bus is like 15 minutes. Wait, do I have to eat Tic Tacs during class? Who cares about my breath when I'm alone at my desk? But there is group work and some... "Steven, would you like to read your journal entry aloud?" "No, thank you, Miss Palma." "Steven, I know I phrased that as a question, but it was really a command." "Yes, but mine is, private." "Private, Steven?" "Yes, Miss Palma." "Private, Steven?" Again with the capital letters. "Yes, private." Through my haze of math and memory, I gradually noticed that the class was cracking up. "Steven, I respect privacy as much as the next teacher, but how private can your thoughts on this question be?" "Well, I..." As it turns out, the topic was, should foreign languages be taught in middle school? Things like that happened all day. After math, just as I popped in my 7th Tic Tac, Renee Albert said to me, "Steven, you are so, like... out of it today. Are you suffering from some kind of traumatic head injury or something?" "Well, sort of." "Are you sort of recovering, or was it sort of an injury?" "Both. My brother fell off a stool this morning and..." "Oh, sorry, Steven. I have to go talk to Jenna and Steph. Wait up!" While Renee was attractively speed-walking away, Annette suddenly appeared next to me. It wasn't the first time I noticed this. How Renee kind of swished around in a cloud of perfume and Annette just popped up like some spastic hand puppet. "Steven, I heard about Jeffy. What happened?" Annette sometimes watches Jeffrey on weekends. "He fell and..." "Yeah, I heard you telling the princess that part." "Well, his head hit the counter in the kitchen and his nose was bleeding."
"A lot?"
"Yeah, my mom went charging out with him. They went to the emergency room, and now I'm gonna be in trouble, but I didn't even do..."
"Is he okay? Was he really scared?"
"I don't know." And the bell rang, which meant I'd be late to social studies and Annette would be late to science. While Annette ran away down the empty hall, it suddenly hit me that I hadn't even thought about how Jeffrey was feeling. And I didn't really want to think too hard about it because I knew he'd be terrified. Plus, now I had to go get a late pass, which probably meant I'd get a detention, so Jeffrey was getting me in trouble again, as usual. The high point of my day was my drum lesson. We have this thing called opportunity period, or OP. It's the last period of the day, and if you don't owe work in any of your classes or need tutoring or have detention, you get to do fun stuff. Most of the kids like to go to gym during OP. The track, the weight room, and the pool are all open, and you can play basketball or volleyball too. But some go to art or choir, and of course, every chance I get, I go to the band room. A few times a week, I used to get individual lessons on the drum set with the band teacher, Mr. Watrous, during OP. On this particular day, Mr. W got called to the office for something, so I had about 15 minutes to just play drums with nobody else around. I started out with some simple beats. When my hands and feet started to loosen up, I switched over to this really complicated Latin rhythm I'd been working on. It took a lot of concentration to keep all four limbs moving independently of each other, which was perfect. It meant I wasn't thinking about Jeffy's fall or late passes or even Renee Albert. I was just playing.